This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Kristen Schwab posed an interesting question up at the top of the show. What even is a sale when retailers race from one sales event to the next? The world of furniture definitely fits into that picture. Despite some bounce back during the holidays, today's sales report showed furniture and home furnishings with an almost 5% decline in sales for the year last year. And as Marketplace's Elizabeth Trovall reports, the past 4 years have been indeed a bit of a furniture roller coaster.
Discretionary spending was totally happening last year, just not in the way furniture retailers wanted it to. Bill McLaughlin is editor of Furniture Today.
You know, if you spend $1,500 or $1,800 for a Taylor Swift or Beyonce ticket, that's the cost of a sofa.
And in this economy, Swift is beating sofa, partially because consumers already splurged on furniture during the pandemic lockdown, and the chilled housing market hasn't helped either.
People tend to buy furniture when they buy a new house, when they move into a new apartment.
He says what the industry really needs is an increase in affordable housing.
You put 10,000 people into a new home, that's 10,000 potential new sofa purchases.
But Mark Schumacher with the Home Furnishings Association isn't holding his breath on a construction boom.
We don't see new housing starts making any sort of a huge comeback.
He is hopeful that if the Fed cuts rates this year, something many economists expect, that could get more folks into new homes.
The Fed holds keys, I think, to what's going to be a good shift.
And until then, consumers are still splurging on some kinds of home furnishings, says analyst Marisa Ortega with Mintel.
We call it joy spending.
Joy spending, just on smaller stuff. Wallpapers, candles.
Having a cozy home or perhaps like very bright colors.
There's money to be made on good vibes. I'm Elizabeth Trovall for Marketplace.